tomorrow. Dream choice and quality or expensive multi-channel nightmare.
It's television, but not as we know it. Welcome to a future where broadcasting becomes a global free-for-all.
Behind the TV screen, the battle lines are forming. At issue, who will win the fight for viewers in the 21st century? On one side, the multinational broadcasters, who set their sights on the British market. On the other, the terrestrial channels like ITV and the BBC, looking to protect their traditional share of the audience. Who's likely to win this battle for control? Andrew Wiseman explores one possible scenario.
The government has unveiled its new broadcasting bill, opening the way to thousands of new TV channels. After years of speculation, the new bill will allow global broadcasters into the British marketplace, will limit regulation and will end the traditional dominance of the BBC and ITV.
Science fiction? Perhaps not, because the changes that could lead to a television free-for-all in the future are taking shape right now.
There will be nothing that we can't access, no newspaper that we can't read, no television programme that we can't see, wherever it comes from.
The British TV market is about to explode. The multinational broadcasters are moving in.
Television has become a global industry. The big players, BSkyB, News International, CNN, Time Warner, are players with massive resources and massive power in the marketplace.
And the internet will soon be broadcasting too.
The technology companies that started the internet revolution have become the big media players of the future.
In this multi-channel international future, what will happen to the British tradition of broadcasting? ITV is already gearing up for a battle to survive. Two major franchise holders, Carlton and United, are planning to merge.
I think it's now inevitable that there will be one single ITV broadcaster. I think the government is minded to see a single owner of ITV emerge from all of this. An owner that can compete with Rupert Murdoch, can compete with the big cable operators, mostly American-owned. In other words, there might be a British champion.
In the view of some experts, a commercially driven single ITV will mean less regulation.
I think you will see regionalism being under pressure and under threat, unless it's commercially sensible to deliver a regional program. I think you will not see the kind of micro-legislation that you currently have that says there have to be X number of hours of religious programming, Y number of hours of children's programming.
In a broadcasting world with increased choice, what of public service broadcasting? The BBC will learn later this month whether it will be allowed a special license fee to pay for its digital output. Whatever the outcome, it will be an important stage in the argument about whether the license fee or the traditional role of the BBC can continue in a multi-channel world.
Greg Dyke recently announced his intention. Greg Dyke's the new Director General of the BBC, announced his intention to develop educational programming for the nation. And this may well be a sign of the kinds of things it's going to do. Rather than to provide programming for everyone, irrespective of who they are, it's going to specialise in quality and particular programming for particular sectors of the population who may well find themselves having to pay in a way that they don't know.
With the possible retreat of regulators and public service broadcasting, TV will be about money more than ever before.
All of industry and all of media is looking at interactive TV as the shopping mall of the future. So be prepared for when you're watching a sports match to be offered 7 or 8 chances to buy kit, to buy tickets.
And the free-to-air TV we've been used to for over 50 years will become little more than a shop window for pay TV.
Traditional broadcasters are using their free TV offering really as a way of pushing eyeballs into the more expensive pay opportunities and indeed onto the web and onto mobile phones.
The battle for the future of broadcasting has begun, but who will be the victors and the casualties?